Our Father, we thank thee in the name of the Lord Jesus for the honored privilege of even being with thy people. To think that once we are in darkness and in our sins, far from God, and for thy grace that has reached us and made us thine, and that thou hast preserved us to this day, we give thanks to God. Thank thee, Lord, for so many that we have met and the renewal of acquaintances, others that we've never met before. And we bless thee, Lord, for what thou hast done in salvation in these parts. Surely even the size of a company like this today, sort of speaking in the middle of winter, would be an indication that there are people that have not lost sight of the value of hearing from God. And Lord, this is our desire. We're reminded of Jacob that time when he came upon the wells. There they were gathered together, waiting till someone had removed the lid from off the well, and then he said, go ye and water the flock. Not only do thy people need to be fed, they need to be refreshed. So Lord, we pray that from the risen head, that true fountain of every blessing, that our souls again will be refreshed. We think of Jeremiah could say from the Lord to his people that they had committed two evils, that they had forsaken me, the fount of living waters, and they have hewed up for themselves cisterns that can hold no water. And our Father, we realize in some measure understand that this is like the failing, fleeting brooks of life. And yet, Lord, we thank you for the rich resources that are found in Christ. So, Lord, we look to thee today. Remember those that we've been asked to pray for, that sorrow, and yet not as others, Lord, but asking for salvation in their lives. And we pray that thou remember the families, and we commit to thee this long list of those that are not well, young children, Lord, fighting this cancer. We think of Dr. Yee's daughter, Laura, there in Hubbard Point, Nova Scotia. We commit her to thee at this time and pray that thy hand may be upon, Lord, raising her in health and strength. We think of Mark Taylor today and his support. Thank you for our brother and his acceptance of this sickness. We pray for him and Jen and the boys and pray thy blessing upon them as well. Accept of our thanks and, Lord, for thy kindness to us already as we look to thee expectantly and thankfully in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.